How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Big Apple Bites. My name is Andy, and as always, I've got a great show for all of you today. So, it is Super Bowl Sunday. It's one of the best days of the year, and there is a lot to talk about. So, of course, Samik joined me on the show this week for an awesome conversation, and we talk all things Super Bowl. Both teams, Bucks and Chiefs, got a lot to cover. And we also did stuff like score predictions, MVP predictions, and bold predictions. So all of that is coming up on this episode. Let's get right into that conversation. Hope you all enjoy it. All right, everybody. So joining me now on the show is Samik. Samik, first of all, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Nice. So, we're finally here. By some miracle, we have gotten to the end of the NFL season. Super Bowl Sunday coming up this weekend. And I feel like there's a lot we need to talk about this game. I think there are so many levels to this game. I mean, it's the GOAT versus a guy who could become the GOAT. What, Samik, what are your, like, initial thoughts on what's been going on during the playoffs and just what you're expecting for the Super Bowl?
Well, on the NFC side, I've been pretty happy with the outcomes ever since Seattle lost. Green Bay beating the Rams was nice to see the Rams lose, even though I hate both teams. And then I wanted Tampa Bay to beat the Saints because I just don't get a good vibe from the Saints, not to mention their history with the Vikings, and just the organization as a whole is not great, even though Drew Brees definitely did deserve another Super Bowl win, which is really unfortunate. But I did want the Bucks to win there, so they won. And then I also supported the Bucks against the Packers because, all right, come on, what Seahawks fan would root for the Packers in anything against Fair. Their own division? So obviously, the NFC is a big win for everything I wanted. Now, on the AFC side, things didn't go out as well. I kind of wanted the Browns to go all the way after the start, but that wasn't really realistic. And then after the Browns, I wanted the Ravens to go all the way, but they also lost. And then between the Chiefs and the Bills, I wanted the Bills to go, which also didn't happen. So it's two complete opposite sides of the stories, but overall, it's an exciting finishing matchup.
Yeah, I've been so in the NFC, I, on the other hand, have been completely disappointed. I hate Tom Brady. It is as simple as that. It's not that I dislike the Buccaneers per se. It's that I have a deep hatred for Tom Brady. I think a lot of football fans do. And once Washington got eliminated, which, by the way, I want to circle back on Washington because we never addressed this. Samik, I'm so sorry for doubting Washington. I still can't believe it, but
yeah, I had it all the way. So I was on the football team's division.
I know. I remember that. And actually, I would like to address something openly while I have a witness.
Okay.
I apologize for all the whining Giants fans after Doug Peterson's shenanigans. That you don't go 6-10 and expect to make the playoffs. It's as simple as that. And if Evan Engram hadn't dropped that pass against the Eagles on Thursday Night Football that week, I angrily called into the Michael Kay show and got hung up on. They didn't deserve to make the playoffs. Did it sting a bit? Yes, but no. The Giants would have gotten destroyed. And you know what? The 11th overall pick is not bad. So I apologize for any annoying Giants fans, including possibly myself. I will admit I did. I was pretty ticked about it. But you know what? What's done is done. And it's a 6-10 team that doesn't deserve to make the playoffs. Anyways, back to the actual NFL playoff teams. I hate Tom Brady. And it my original prediction from the start was a Packers Bills Super Bowl. I had that on my bracket, and that those were my predictions before the AFC Championship, and they were both wrong. And here's the thing. It's not that I like Green Bay, it's that I wanted Tampa to lose. And Rodgers has had a pretty dang good season, so I have nothing but respect for that team. And then on the AFC side, I was full Bills Mafia all the way from the start. And it was disheartening to see them lose. I'm not gonna lie. It was sad. I think it was a great season for them, and I think they will be back. But just kind of they kind of went out with a whimper. But and well, the interesting part is they actually had a decent lead, a 2-score lead on the Chiefs, and they did come back, but it ended up being a blowout in that game, so can't really look back on that. I think the Chiefs. Here's what I'm happy about. I'm happy the Chiefs won that game looking at it now because I think they are better equipped to beat the Buccaneers than the Bills would be. I'm going to be completely honest. I think that's the case.
Well, I don't know. I think I would have rather had Josh Allen going up against Tom Brady if I wanted Tom Brady to lose, but I just think Tom Brady's going all the way. I have mad respect for the guy. He's the greatest of all time, and there is no debating
Well,
that.
yeah.
I don't care how much you hate the guy, he is the greatest. There's no doubt about it.
I can't deny it. I can't argue with it.
And I have a of respect. And surprisingly enough, I supported him through most of the Super Bowls. And here's another one. I'm supporting Brady to win.
I
So I have nothing against Tom Brady. I have a lot against the Patriots. So Buccaneers, Tom Brady, go ahead, win like another 5 Super Bowls. I could not care less.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite train. I go in full Chiefs Kingdom for this game, and I honestly think that this has the possibility to be one of the best Super Bowls ever, and I'm not exaggerating that. I think so. What we've seen from the Chiefs, they have been inconsistent, but they can light it up like what they did in Buffalo. And Buffalo is a good team, the best team they have played throughout the entire playoffs. Granted, they have only played two teams, but Buffalo is, they were a better team than Cleveland this year. And they lit them up, and they played well on defense. That goes to show that they probably, they I think they easily have what it takes to beat the Bucks. And the Bucks, on the other hand, I think they might be breaking my roller coaster theory, my sine curve theory. It was literally like they'd go up and hit a massive high and then start tumbling, have a week in the middle, and then they'd hit rock bottom, and the process would start over and over again. But since they lit up the Falcons in week 17, they've been actually. That what they've been able to do, they almost touched zero, if you know what I mean, against Washington, but they've been on the upswing ever since, and that momentum is scary.
Yeah, and I mean, it's Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I could never bet against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. He's only
That's
lost,
what makes it tough.
exactly. He's only lost a few, and those are like all to the NFC East. And guess what? He's not playing the NFC East because he's playing an
Playing the
AFC
AFC
team.
for the first time. And it's one of the best AFC. It's one of the best offenses of all time. Let's be real. They have been.
That's
They're like
true.
greatest show on turf. They're like greatest show on turf level, and you can't deny that.
That's definitely true. I just think the Chiefs' offense is not as good as it was last year. And that could make the difference in this game. Plus, the Buccaneers' defense is basically as good as the Niners defense. And instead of Jimmy Garoppolo, you have Tom Brady, and I think that's enough to put you over the edge.
That it's a good point. I would actually like to note that I believe that this year the Chiefs offense has actually been more dynamic. Their running game, let's be real, last year it was not their strong suit. The year before, you saw how Kareem Hunt was playing until he was a total, I don't even know how to describe him. He was a complete moron. That's the way I'll put it. And sure was he playing great football, but they had to cut him. It was the right thing to do. And last year, sure they won the Super Bowl, but their run game was not that great. Damien Williams did have a great Super Bowl, but you got to admit, it was not their strength last year. This year, I honestly think their run game is a lot better. They're more of a dynamic offensive team, less one-sided in the pass game. And Travis Kelce's been lighting it up all year, more than he did last year, it feels like. And you got to remember, could you consider it one of those rock bottom hits for Tampa, or when they were on the downswing when they played Kansas City earlier in the year? Yeah, but remember Tyreek Hill lit up that defense.
Yeah. I think those are all valid points. But yeah, like I said earlier, it's still against Tom Brady, and I just have mad respect for the guy.
Yep, Tom Brady is he's the playoff quarterback, and we all know that. But Mahomes, I just feel like Mahomes is the more dynamic guy. And
oh yeah, there's no question about that one.
Yeah. But the real interesting thing, you know, that if you look at it, that game in the NFC Championship game, Tampa should have been lighting up Green Bay the way their secondary played. No doubt in my mind, that's what should have happened. They got bailed out because Tom Brady threw like two or three picks late in the game. But the reason they won that game was because their defense shut down the Packers late in that game. They were shutting them down most of the game. It looked out of hand for most of the game. But I think that the Buccaneers defense is just they're playing good football.
Well, yeah, and that brings us back to the good old saying, offense wins games and defense wins championships. And the defensive edge definitely goes to the Buccaneers.
I'd say for sure.
And so it's like, and I've said this before, it's like 2015 all over again, or 2014 this time in this context. It's the Seahawks defense, or in this case, the Buccaneers defense, versus the Broncos offense or the Chiefs offense. It's the battle of the greats. I say the defense wins this again.
Wow. So I'm looking at the injury report right now, and let's see. So Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, full participants in practice. The thing that worries me is Jordan Whitehead and Antoine Winfield are both questionable for the game. Did their secondary play pretty well last or 2 weeks ago against Green Bay? Yeah, they did, but the secondary is where you got to win games against the Chiefs, given that their passing game is the thing that wins them games.
Yep, yep, for sure. I mean, count on your pass rush as much as you could with any other quarterback when it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, what I was saying is Kansas City was more consistently winning games in the regular season, and they had a better win in their conference championship. And looking at that recency, and this was Mahomes was not 100% that game too, because remember he had gotten concussed the week before.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm for sure. I think that's like big props to Mahomes. I thought he shouldn't be playing that game on Sunday, but he went out there, threw for over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, that just shows how great Patrick Mahomes is.
I mean, he's phenomenal, and I think if Tampa's got problems in their secondary, I'm not completely sure how they're going to be able to shut down Mahomes unless they bring the pressure. But remember, Mahomes is a guy who can scramble in the pocket.
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be tough for Tampa Bay for sure. I think, like you said, this could be one of the best Super Bowls we've seen in a long time, if not forever.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I think this game has a chance to be like Super Bowl 51 level good. It's
right. It totally could be.
Yeah.
It could be great.
Yeah. I don't think either team's going to have to come back from a massive deficit like in that game, but
kind of score. No.
Yeah.
All right. So do you got a final prediction for the game score wise?
Final prediction right now, if I'm looking at it, I mean, I think I still got to take KC. I'm buying more high on Mahomes and that offense than the Buccaneers offense. Like, sure, I think Tom Brady throwing all those picks last week, he was rocky at the end to say the least.
Yeah, despite Tom's best efforts, the Green Bay Packers still lost.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still going with Tampa Bay because I'm not gonna go against Tom in the playoffs, and I haven't done that in a while. So, my score prediction, 38-34, the Buccaneers win it. It's a shootout, and it could even come down to the very last play. Similar to, like, Super Bowl 49 and 51.
Yeah. And I would like to say this. If I'm remembering right, I bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs last year. Again, because of Derrick Henry. And being able to stomp all over the Patriots' rush defense. I am taking a similar approach to betting against a Tom Brady team. Because I'm worried about, as of now, the Buccaneers' secondary. I think that Mahomes is going to have a phenomenal pass game. I think he gets over, I'm going to say he gets over 350 yards. And he gets 3 touchdowns, at least, in this game. I'm taking KC because they will be able to exploit a possible weakness in Tampa's defense. And remember, if we look at it earlier, I know I've done this before and it has hurt me with my predictions. But that Tampa KC game was a lot less close than the score indicated. Tyreek Hill, monster game. I'm just worried about Tampa's secondary, man. I don't know. Yeah, if we're looking at score predictions, I'm taking in this game. I think it's going to be relatively high scoring. I think it's going to be around the same score as the NFC Championship. I am going to be taking Kansas City. I am taking Kansas City 30-27.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair score. It sounds like a field goal to win it, so definitely seems possible.
And I actually do have a bold prediction for this. It ends on a game winning right. field goal. The game's going to end on a game winning field goal.
Interesting. It totally could. I could totally see it happening. That would be really amazing. That would mean it's a great game. If I had to put in a bold prediction of my own, it's that Tom Brady gets a rushing touchdown in this game.
Oh, dang.
Old man trying to learn some new tricks.
How'd they be running the ball with Brady when they got Fournette and Jones, though? That's the big question.
It'll be something, but he might escape the pocket for a touchdown.
Possibly, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's another prediction. Wait, I need your. What do you think in final score for?
I said 38-34.
Wow.
Yep.
That is high scoring. I think it'll be a little bit more of a defensive struggle than that, but it won't be a defensive struggle. Another bold prediction I'm going to make is that Brady is going to throw three interceptions this game. I think he looked rocky 2 weeks ago in Green Bay, and I think KC is going to exploit that and pick him off at least three times.
That could definitely happen.
And here's the big question. Who are you taking for Super Bowl MVP?
Well, it's the Buccaneers winning, and I gotta go with Brady for now. Unless your bold prediction comes true, it's gonna be Brady.
Yeah. I mean that's fair. If you think that much that he's going that you can't bet against him like in the playoffs, then that's a I'd say that's the right pick. If you're taking anybody, I mean a dark horse could be I could see dark horse that there are a lot of dark horse. I think Mike Evans could be a dark horse. He could easily catch like three touchdowns.
Yeah, I was
I
thinking that
think
too. As a Tampa Bay receiver, could get one, even Chris Godwin or something.
actually, the weirdest one could be Leonard Fournette. That would be.
He like stomps all me.
That's way out there, but I think it's definitely a possibility. And then if you're looking at a defensive player, hasn't happened since Von Miller on Super Bowl 50. I think Devin White could be another guy. That
Sure.
would be if they he racks up the sacks. If I mean Malcolm Smith, Super Bowl 48, he had a pick six. If he makes like a big play, like Von Miller forcing the fumble too in Super Bowl 50. So if Devin White can put the pressure on Mahomes and get a couple sacks and make a big play or two, then he could be MVP too,
Definitely.
especially if Tampa's not putting up massive offensive numbers. But if I'm looking at KC for players that I think Mahomes is the logical choice, but I think given the way he played in their regular season meeting, I think Tyreek Hill too could be
I was
another
going to
guy, and
say,
then dark horse Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but I don't think he's going to penetrate the Bucs rush defense.
yeah, I don't think he's that great that he's going to get a Super Bowl MVP. But definitely Tyreek Hill sounds like he could get it.
Even say it's the home Super Bowl.
Right,
And
right.
you know what? You know what? If I'm predicting my MVP here, I'm gonna go on the bold end and say Tyreek Hill is the Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, I actually like that. That's a really good pick.
I think that I'm looking at the cheetah going, you gotta prove me right, man.
Yeah,
It's
he
his time to
does.
shine. It's
For
his time to
sure.
shine.
Definitely.
So,
Right.
any closing thoughts before we split?
No, I think we covered everything. I just think Brady in the Super Bowl, it should be the Bucks.
Yeah. I think this game is as toss up of a Super Bowl as we've seen in a long time. Both teams are very good. I just think the Chiefs are going to be able to pull away. Harrison Butker is going to be the hero game-winning field goal. Tyreek Hill's going to light him up. He's going to get a couple touchdowns. He's going to get a boatload of yards. And this is going to be one heck of a Super Bowl that we will, that I can guarantee is going to be one heck of a Super Bowl.
Yep, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Samik. Nice talking to you.
Yep, same key as talking to you.
Yeah. All right, man. See ya.
See ya.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Samik. That was a lot of fun. Always enjoy talking football with you. And I have an announcement for all of you today. So, it has been a great football season. Started off as the longest sport of it evolved into Big Apple Bites, and we're getting going. Got a lot more listeners now, and it's exciting. It was just a random thing I thought I would want to do for fun. It's still in the for fun stage, but it has been a lot of fun talking football with everybody. Samik, you have been awesome in all of these episodes. And yeah, now that the Super Bowl is upon us and football season is almost over, I think that this is a great time to say that season one of Big Apple Bites is officially complete. It has been awesome. And now that we're gonna start pivoting away from more football stuff, figured it would be a great time to start a new season. I have been so busy recently and haven't been able to do a lot of stuff with the Rangers and the Yankees off season, and there's a lot to talk about there. There's gonna be a lot of baseball. There is going to be so much baseball to cover once things get started. And yeah, season two is gonna get up and running very soon. Gonna probably take a little break. Be on the lookout at some point soon, though, for probably, I know I've been saying this for a while now, but Rangers first month or so of the season recap. Maybe that's what I'll do is I will, once we are a month into the season, do a Rangers first month recap and take a look at what's going right, what's going wrong. And then also we'll have to do at around that point, right before spring training starts, take a look at the Yankees off season because they have had an exciting off season, a lot more exciting than last year with the number of moves. So a lot to cover there. Gonna take a little break now that the Super Bowl is done. This has been the season finale of Big Apple Bites season one. Season two, it's coming soon, everybody. Not gonna be on for too long. But as always, thank you all so much for coming back and listening. Leave voice messages at anchor.fm/BigAppleBytes. Would really love to hear your thoughts on stuff, on the sports world, on the show, anything. And you'll probably get featured in an episode too if you do that. Follow the Instagram at Big Apple Bites Podcast. Get put in a lot of breaking news content and stuff, extra stuff from the podcast there. It's a great page. You guys should go follow. I know I'm a bit biased, but you guys should definitely go follow that. And yeah, I'll be back soon. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, enjoy the Super Bowl today. It is going to be a good one. Yeah, happy Super Bowl Sunday, everyone. Thanks for listening. Peace.